when a bee lies sleeping in the palm of your hand.
That's vocalist Sandy Stewart, accompanied by the jazz pianist, arranger, and her son, Bill Charlap. Stewart made a few recordings and often was featured on early television shows, Perry Como, Ed Sullivan, and Steve Allen. Bill Charlap has made many critically acclaimed recordings with his trio. Bill's father and Sandy's late husband was Moose Charlap, a Broadway composer famous for the musical Peter Pan. 2 years ago, Sandy Stewart and Bill Charlap decided to record something together.
Sleep on, bee, don't waken.
The ease you hear in their music reflects their relationship. It is also evident in their banter. When we arranged for Sandy to go into a studio in Florida and Bill to go to our studio in New York. Hey, right. Bill, can you hear us?
I can hear you, and I hear a very familiar voice.
Can do you now?
Yes. Hiya, Ma.
Hiya, baby. I'm sending you a big hug.
Welcome to the program, both of you.
Thank you, Leanne.
Thank you.
Why did you decide to do this album together?
Because I drove him crazy.
I said, no, that's not true.
I said, I want to do something with you, the two of us.
I wanted to do it, too.
Bill, do you remember your mom singing to you?
I think any child has a recollection of their mother singing. In my case, it was a world-class voice.
I'll be loving you always, with a love that's true always. When the things you plan need a helping hand, I will understand always, always.
What a family to grow up in. I mean, filled with music. Bill, I bet there was no doubt that you would get into music.
I don't ever remember a time when the piano wasn't central and important in my life.
I'll attest to that.
One of the things I remember so well was the energy of my father composing and writing a score, saying, Sandy, what do you think about this song? Playing some of the song, my mother's listening to it, she's singing it back to him, they're talking to each other about the music. I remember that.
When you hear it, you'll go through the floor. I was burned once before, yet here I am in love again.
You do your father's songs, your late husband's songs, Moose Charlap, mm-hmm. on this CD that you've recorded together. One is from the score of Kelly, I'll Never Go There Anymore.
Right.
Was it almost a natural for you to record it together?
I think so. One of the things about that song is the longing for a lost love.
A boy I once knew, we kissed, I loved him.
It sounds unlike any other American popular song that I can think of. In fact,
well, sweetie, it wasn't really written as a popular song. It was written as a love duet for the two young lovers in the show.
Sure, this was sort of the popular version of that song.
Exactly.
The song received a really incredible compliment in a New York Times Magazine article on Stephen Sondheim. They asked him of a number of songs that he wished he had written, and one of those songs was I'll Never Go There Anymore.
Big compliment.
How charming they were, me minding those kids and running from boys and writing those words on a busted fence and playing those games made up just like that. The silly things we did that made so sense.
What was the process like for you two in the studio doing this?
I can't even describe what it feels like to work with him. Not because he's my son, because he's such a great artist and has so much to give as an accompanist. To me, it's a mind blower.
You sound like my mother.
Not because I'm your mom. Only words a mother could say? Only if it's the truth.
Thank you, Mom.
That's the truth.
Thank you very much.
You've been described, the two of you, there. You almost have a telepathic way of playing.
Well, I think that that's true, because back to hearing my mother sing to me, when I play a song, I always hear the lyrics in my head. And often, who I hear singing it is my mother. And often, my phrasing might be something she might phrase. I know there have been times when I might be playing in a club and I might play something and look at her and she'll smile because she knows I just phrased something that's right out of her book. I think there is a very natural sense of where she's going to phrase, what she's going to do dynamically. I can feel it coming, and I think that it's likely the same for her.
Is it? Describe how it is for you, Sandy.
Well, it's just very easy for me because I know wherever I'm going to go vocally or dramatically with a lyric, I know he's going to be right there. And it sounds like not just a piano is accompanying me. There are times when I really feel like there's several musicians working with me. Nothing is missing in the arrangement.
Now all of my old-fashioned views are as ancient as yesterday's news. So I'm off. Wish me pretend it's the first time I fell.
Sandy, tell us about the song, Where Is Me?
That song was written by a very dear friend of mine, Arthur Siegel, who has passed on. And years ago, when Arthur wrote the song, he had played it for me. And I said, wow, that's such a woman's song.
A woman is the property of everyone she loves in her life. She assumes the face of sweetheart, mistress, mother, wife.
It's about the typical, I would say, housewife who lends herself to her children, her husband, her friends, and realizes that what is she doing for herself? What is she doing with her life other than giving, 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 giving?
I'm my children's mother, my husband's wife. You see, I'm the sister of my brother. But where in the world is me? I'm so many people, I've no identity. Somewhere in the shuffle, I guess I lost track of me.
And women always come up to me and say, wow. That's what I feel like, you know.
It's very insightful.
Yeah. Well, to quote the title of your CD, it really sounds like for both of you, your love is here to stay.
Absolutely. And yes. Happy Mother's Day to you, Leanne.
Thank you. Thank
you. Happy Mother's Day to you, Mom.
Thank you, darling.
Sandy Stewart and her son, Bill Charlap. Sandy Stewart joined us from Florida. Bill Charlap joined us from New York, and their CD on the Blue Note label is Love Is Here to Stay. Thank you so much, both of you.
Thank you,
Leanne. Thank you.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News, directed by Rosemary Wharton's son, Ned, with production help from Mildred Rector's son, David, Sherry Oliver's daughter, Jessie Baker, Louise Krantz's daughter, Laura, Joyce Arrowsmith's daughter, Christine, Ellie Heinzman's daughter, Elaine, and Susan Schaefer's stepson, Dave. Alice Rosenbaum's son, Marcus, is the editor. The senior producer is Rose Maleski's son, Robert. Our technical director is Alice Byers' son, Rob. Betty Gavin's son, Greg, is the studio engineer. Our reference librarian is Marilyn Shields' daughter, Key. Our theme music was written by B.J. Lederman, with additional music from Steph Scajari and Greg Smith. I'm Lois Hansen's daughter, Leanne.